Parents lined the front of Madison High School on Monday morning, shortly after the school went into lockdown, after a 17-year-old sophomore was discovered with weapons in his backpack. Northeast ISD spokeswoman Aubrey Chancellor says first, two parents discovered their child was missing from home.
So they did report him as a runaway. Later that morning, they came to school. They asked to search the student's backpack, alerted administrators, and inside the backpack, two guns and a knife were found.
The two guns were a .22 and a .45 caliber, and the student admitted to hiding an AK-47 in one of the school's bathrooms. He claimed that he wanted to make several demands over the school's public address system.
He did say that if those demands were not met, then he would act with those weapons.
He was arrested, and now the district is conducting an investigation. Kim Hunt, the parent of a ninth grader, says she first received a text from her daughter.
And it said that they were going into a lockdown and was asking me if I knew why, and I told her that I hadn't heard anything. No email, no text, no phone call, nothing from the school. And I said, are you sure it's not just a drill? And she said, no, Mom, we're sitting in a closet, locked in, no lights, and we're having to be quiet.
She says the school issued a robocall shortly after, saying the student had been taken into custody. Her daughter, Katie, was huddled into a supply closet for about 50 minutes.
It was pretty scary, honestly. It was surreal, like you couldn't believe it was happening.
Chancellor says the district does not believe the incident was in any way related to the threat against schools last week. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.